Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's September 12th, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filion, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, how's it going this week?
Good. Tired? We're recording late.
Yeah, it's 11:30, and we're recording the news. It'll likely be released late tomorrow, or one day late, depending on how energetic I am at editing. We've done a lot of recording lately.
Yes. So. With today, I think it's going to be the fifth recording session.
In 7 days, yep.
Yeah.
It's like we're on a roll.
Yeah.
Let's see how long it lasts. All right. Our track record speaks for itself. So, lots of stuff this week. You cut out a ton of things, so I guess we should get this started before it turns into midnight. As always, we're going to start with a non-crowdfunding news. And first up this week is something from a little company called Forge World. It's the Thousand Suns Legion Praetor.
The description is pretty much spot on. So this is a character for the Thousand Sun for the Orisa Risi. So that's a 30k model. And the Praetors are one of their...
It's like a veteran sergeant.
Yeah, veteran sergeant. That's a good word. Or are they captains?
Yeah, kind of. Captain equivalent? Yeah.
I don't have the books. Maybe like I'm company, not sure.
Yeah,
exactly
maybe like company thing. Captains. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, company captains, I guess.
So this one is a really nice model. Most of their 30k Thousand Sun stuff looks gorgeous, amazing. Yeah.
Yep.
Not much else to say. He is in, I think that's a Terminator armor.
That is in fact Terminator armor.
Yeah. Goes with the price to at £25. Explains why it's a bit high.
Yeah. Forge World, what can you do? Gorgeous model. And £25 is pretty much standard for Terminator character, so. Nothing new there. Alright, next up, Trolls Under the Bridge, Marauders of Erebos.
So those are 10mm Chaos Marauders proxies, if you want, for Warmaster or other 10mm games that needs light armor barbarians.
Yeah. Very cool models.
Yep.
So what do you get here? You get 24 models and 3 bases, essentially, for 12 exactly. euros. That seems like such a good deal.
Yeah, it's on par with other kind of units, either by them or other companies. The price range is pretty similar from one to the other. So,
I mean, they look very cool for their for the scale.
Oh, yeah, for the scale, yeah.
All right, what do we have next in line? We're blasting through this. HQ Resin, Forgotten Necropolis, and Crystal Mine Diorama Resin Kits.
So they call them Diorama Resin Kits. They could also just be called Terrain Box, maybe.
Yeah.
But I think calling them Diorama Resin Kits helps with the price tag. Because they're not cheap. You do get a lot of stuff in the box, but some people might probably just want some of the pieces and the whole kit. They are really, the content is really nice for both of them. But I can see why they sell them in a pack. But for individual, I saw them shared on a Guild Ball Facebook group. And I don't see everything in the Necropolis box being used. So, maybe half of it could find a use.
Well, but unless you're going to do, three tables.
Yeah, that's it.
There's a lot of stuff there, right? Yeah. So
some stuff could be... Some of the statues could make a really nice goal. But you never need that many obstacles or stuff like that.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff. But it's very cool.
Yes.
It's very, very cool.
Yeah, it comes with 20... The shrine and 29 other resin pieces. So... That's 30 pieces, 30 elements in a single box. That's a lot.
Yeah, and it explains the price tag at 71 and a half euros, basically.
Yeah, the Crystal Mine box come with rails, some carts, and a bunch of mining accessories, barrels, crystal piles, stuff like that.
And just as a side note... HQ Resin seems to have a bunch of other stuff which could be interesting for games. There's a bunch of the Swamp Creatures Basing Kit, which could be cool for like a fisherman's guild. There's banquet tables with food. There's
We shared other.
You can actually get the shrine before. By itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's just a kit that's...
Yeah, so you can buy all the pieces separate. There's probably
a
deal
for the kit, but it's a big kit, so... If you don't need everything, the deals might not be what you are looking for.
Because the shrine itself is 25 euros, and then the big statues are a little over 9 euros.
So it adds up quick, so I'm sure the deal is better, but...
Yeah, absolutely, I'm sure there's a better value there.
Yeah.
But anyway, cool stuff all the same. Next up, Templates and Widgets, Goblin Berserker.
And that's their first miniature. Going just by the name, you would expect a miniature from them. They were a template and widget company. So
apparently.
Yeah, but they did a first miniature. So this one, for people who play War Machine, it could be seen as a Doomweaver goblin, but without the helmet, the Doomweaver faceplate that you
would actually use. There's an alternate head that comes with it with the faceplate.
Is it? Oh, I missed that.
Yeah. So
I see. It
is
now.
In fact a Goblin Doom Reaver. There is no, it's kind of like, I thought you were just making a comparison. I didn't realize it's actually a Goblin Doom Reaver.
Oh, just the shape of the sword,
yeah.
The fact that it's attached, the color, everything.
Is the unit leader. Mm-hmm. It's the same pose as the unit leader from the Doom Reavers. Huh. So that is a proxy alternate sculpt from a third party for the unit leader. And he is awesome.
I kind of want one.
I don't know if he's 10 euros awesome. He's goblin sized. I know, but 10 euros is still fairly pricey. But he's awfully cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you say, if it was less than that, a bit like the
exactly.
Valencin we ordered in Gang. I would get one, but that's a bit higher. It's almost double the price.
Yeah, so. But I like their version of the Orgoth blade with the... Yeah, it's really cool.
But it's a really nice mini.
Yeah,
for sure.
Definitely super, super awesome. Man.
It would do a nice alternate Maximus.
That could be very cool. That's true.
Yeah. If you're a Gator player and want to use him, but don't want to have a pig, that could do a really nice proxy.
Yeah. And they're releasing the Doomreaver theme list, right? The Doomreaver and Greylord theme list.
Yeah.
So I was looking at this like, it could be kind of cool if I want to spam, because there's only 3 sculpts, I think, for the whole unit. So I think there's 6 models in the unit. And, if you want 4 or 5 units, it's a lot of painting the same dude.
Yes.
So if they come up with more than just one guy, I might be interested. Also, it's important to mention that he's a metal miniature, which is interesting, as opposed to a single resin piece. Usually for these little one-off cutesy things, you see it in resin, not metal cast. So.
Yeah, it's very... Their spare works with metal more.
Yeah. So he is pretty awesome. All right, next in line, Weird Games, Malifaux September releases.
Yeah, so they have a book, which is Broken Promises. I have no idea. It might be an expansion book or... Like, the cover doesn't tell anything. And sadly, the link I used just do a close-up of the cover.
Yeah, I believe it's the expansion book.
Yeah. And a bunch of bucks. So the first one is the Union Steam Fitters for the Arcanist. It comes with 3 models. Look nice. A double box of Cyclops, and my 2 favorite boxes, Tanukis, and keeping the best for last, the Gremlin Criers.
Yeah, Gremlins and Tricorn hats. I mean, how do you go wrong? Riding pigs.
Yeah.
Very Paul Revere. Actually, I think one is, yes... One is actually piggyback. Riding another gremlin. Yeah.
Yeah. One is awesome. Swinging a bell, and the last one is holding a scroll while riding a pig.
Yep. Okay. That covers everything.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. I love the 3 Tanukis that are
I know clearly you do.
Drunk too.
I know you do. Can't blame you.
Yeah. No, so that's it.
All right. Next in line, first of three items from Warlord Games, Conflict 47 Resurgence on pre-order.
So this is their new book. One of the big thing about that book is it will finally tie in Conflict 47 with the Bolt Action 2nd Edition rules. So that's the first point of it. Second, they have rules, updated the rules in general. They also have rules to play more heavy platoon, heavy vehicle, platoon heavy vehicles. No. Vehicles heavy platoon. So I have more vehicles in your army lists, walker, tanks, everything. And lastly, it comes with two new army lists, the Japanese and the Finnish. And not linked here in the show, but available on the Warlord side, they also have starter sets for those two factions.
Yeah.
And or starting bundles.
I'm kind of liking the look of the Japanese guys.
Me too.
The crab walkers make me think of the things from Ghost in the Shell. Machikoros or something? No, what are they called?
I think that's it.
Is that? Yeah. I don't know why it makes me think of that. You know, the tank looks like a tank with a short-barreled gun of some kind. And then, you know, mandatory soldiers with...
That's two special units right there.
Yeah, but one, the way... I guess it's holding a rifle up. At first, I thought it was holding a katana. Oh, I guess they do have katanas. They have rifles and katanas. Because what else could you need?
Yeah, that's probably just the unit...
leader.
Unit leader.
Yeah.
They look like either hazmat suits with special helmets and the other one with like heavy armor with double guns.
Mm.
And the regular troopers at the end, a command squad probably.
Yeah. And the Finnish have
a bunch of German stuff.
Yeah. You got your werewolves and your vampires.
Yeah. And cool Finnish stuff. Trooper, snow troopers.
Yeah.
A good mix, but those looks more less distinctive than the Japanese.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Also from Warlord Games this month, we have Blood Red Skies on pre-order.
Yeah, so this is a new game from Warlord. It's a World War II dogfighting game. Or is it World War One? No, it's World War Two. Yeah.
World War Two. Yeah.
So the main box. These are
not biplanes.
Nah, so yeah. Is I think the Battle of Britain based on that battle.
Well, it's certainly part of it because there's a box set for that. So.
Yeah. There's a bundle that is called Battle of Britain. The base box, it's right there on the cover. Yeah. So it's a Blood Red Sky. Battle of Britain, that's the subtitle for it. So you get 12 planes and everything else you need to play. Dice, cards, marker, even your clouds and balloon clusters, the terrain, and a map.
Yeah, and it's important to note that the rules are free.
Yeah, so most of Warlord rules are free now.
Yes, absolutely, but it's just still important to mention.
Yeah. People so can go you can look at them before.
Yeah.
And after that, decide if you want to invest.
Yeah, exactly. And last but not least, we have Bandits and Brigands for Test of Honor.
Yeah, so this is not a big release like the other two. This is a single box of seven models. So seven infantry models in metals for Test of Honor. But they have more of a diverse, like a seven samurai almost, kind of a style to them. Different weaponry, different skull, different attire.
Yeah, and they look really cool. I'm really impressed with a lot of the Warlord sculpts. I don't know who does their sculpting for them, but they do a good job. Some very detailed historical miniatures. You're looking at $44 for seven metal models. Seems reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, not linked here, but they also had the release for what they called Viking Kings, a bunch of historical characters. That were all known leaders that also released this week. And they look good too. So
awesome.
They're on a roll.
All right. And last up in the non-Kickstarter news, Terrible Kid Stuff, Witch Hunter, 28 mil and 75 mil.
So they have two sizes for this new character. The sculpts and the pose is similar on both of them, but the sculpt is a lot more detailed than the 75.
Yes, absolutely. And it is gorgeous.
Yes. Really, really, really nice. What? Yeah, and that the big one also comes with the bases. So there's a nice base with a vampire dead on the bottom of it. It also comes with two heads, one with the hat and one without the hat.
Really? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very, very cool.
Which is not the case for the small version. The small version also come with the base, but there is no, or looking by at the pictures, there's no alternate head for it. Just in the big version.
Fair enough. And price points are really reasonable. So the small one's 12 euros, which for a resin model makes sense with a scenic base. Mm-hmm. And then the 75 mil is only 50 euros.
Yeah.
But limited to 100 copies.
Both are. Even the 28 millimeter is limited to 100 copies. Oh, yes,
you're right.
Yeah, usually they only do limited for the big ones. So this is a special case.
And it's just so nice. Yeah, definitely worth checking out.
The big one is so cool.
Yeah, I think it's a steal for that price, to be honest. Yeah.
If I had spirit change and was looking for a big scale miniature, that's probably one I would go for. That's a team, the Witch Hunter one, that appeals to me.
Well, there's so much you can do with it. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that takes us out of the non-crowdfunding and into the crowdfunding. And first up in our crowdfunding news, we have District Games Zero Gravity, a magnetic miniatures game.
So this is a fun concept. Remains to be seen how it plays and how it feels real. But what you get is a 2-4 player miniature game, but that plays with a magnetic board. And the big thing is you don't play on a flat board. You play on kind of an open cube.
Yep.
So all the inside, the four side of it are available. So the bottom, left, right, and top. And all the boards are metallic or magnetic, and you have magnets in your base. So your models can go on the side of the arena or on the top, and all the range are worked out straight with a ruler. So it's not squares. It's really really distance. So depending on where you are on the board, might affect. Or if you're on top, it might be easier to shoot than on the side because of the angle or whatever. So...
Yeah, it's a neat idea, and I'm surprised that no one's ever done something like this before, eh?
Yeah,
me too. I mean, we use magnets nonstop in everyday hobby assembly.
Like, mm-hmm.
So, I think it's pretty creative.
Yeah. All right. So, the game comes with four different gangs, all with really different styles. You have some Irish shark team with the captain as a pirate look with the tentacles. It's sci-fi-ish games, but some of the style are more... not really fantasy, but maybe Dark Age-ish.
Yeah, some very interesting looks to these models. You know, and components look interesting in the Kickstarter. I really like a lot of their aesthetics. All right, so they were looking for 25,000 euros. They are currently at 50,864 euros with 24 days left to go. So they're already, basically, they're over twice their goal already. So this Kickstarter should be fully funded on October 6, 2017. Next up, Silo Models. Silo Models Tabletop Champions. I'm hoping I didn't murder that name.
Yeah, I don't know. Silo or Skyla? It's based on a Greek creature, so...
Yeah, I'm not sure.
My Greek is not good enough to know if the C should be pronounced or not. So what you get is a small line of tabletop champions. So heroes for either your RPGs, your tabletop games, skirmish, or others. And they are sold in sets. So the first one being a mischievous
monster. Or mischievous.
Yeah, I pronounced too many C's, it seems. Mischievous monster girls. So you get three demon girls, one with a scythe, one with an axe, and the other one with a katana, with a big cleavage, not much clothing. And the other sets goes like that. After that, you have more of a necromantic feel or demonic feel to them, some giant chaos monster, some adventurers. So yeah, you would get kind of an inquisitorial band, but of all females.
Yeah, there's
three female and a male. The knight seems to be called Alexander, so.
Yeah, and then some fantasy elves. There's a bunch of different genres. Yeah. You know.
And a giant set that includes everything.
Yeah. So, let's look at the numbers here. So, they were looking for 1,000 euros. They're currently at 1,546 euros with 17 days left to go. So, they are fully funded. And unless something unforeseen happens, this Kickstarter will be completed on Friday, September 29th, 2017. Next up, North Star Military Figures, Frostgrave, Ghost Archipelago, Fantasy Wargames, and Lost Isles.
So for people who are who know Frostgrave, this is not an extension. This is a new standalone game, but set in the same universe. So you are, think of a pirate or explorers, and that gives you a better setting. Some in the background, there's an island with the Fountain of Youth. Is it Youth? Yeah.
Yeah, Youth.
Yeah. Yeah. Fountain of Youth that gives super extraordinary powers for people to drink it. But the island disappear and just come back every hundreds or thousands of years. So the powers go down through the generations, but lessen. And when the island come back, it calls to the surviving ancestors, and they try to get new powers. So you are playing one of those with his warband and fighting on the island to find the fountain again. That speaks to me a lot more than Frostgrave, just based on the theme.
Well, it's got pirates.
But the rule set is straight from Frostgrave with some small adjustment. So it's kind of a second edition of Frostgrave, but with a different team.
That's a cool idea. I mean, the product has always been pretty top notch for a beer and pretzels game that no one saw come out of, no one saw coming type thing. I think it's cool. I like the whole, the hereditary inheritors of the powers, and so there's no mages, right? It's just pirates with some superhuman abilities who are trying to get back to the fountain to boost their power level. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So the next this is not a Kickstarter; it's a Kickstarter, like North Star is doing a lot for the Frostgrave line. It gets you the book, a bunch of miniatures, and also special scenario miniatures. So you have a big series of monsters, dinosaurs, boats, really a long list of things.
Yeah, very, very, very cool. And, sorry, did I miss it? Did you mention what the target goal was?
The target
I think, goal? Is it 10,000 pounds?
Yep.
Right, and currently they're at 2,600, almost 2,700 pounds. So... Yeah, it's pretty cool. All right. And last but not least, Star Player Miniatures. Oh, Antoine. Halfling team for fantasy football, the Chicken Devourers.
So, judging by the title, it's really easy to say. It's an halfling team, halfling proxy team for Blood Bowl. It comes with... is it 14 halflings, all different, and two tremens, also different skulls, which is cool. The halflings have a lot of personalities.
I love the guy with the bucket helmet. It's literally a bucket.
The one with the mask.
Yeah, the one he's got eye holes and like a mouth slit for. Yeah.
There's a second one with the bucket just on top of his head.
Yeah.
There's also one doing the one with the kind of lunging forward with the chicken helmet.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say maybe the Karate Kid crane kick pose guy.
Yeah, no, no, not as much. I also like the one of the runner that has a whole chicken in his hands.
Okay, let's face it. We like all the models. Let's,
yeah.
Yeah. They are really cool. Your halfling obsession worries me sometimes, halflings and goblins, but very, very neat designs. You know, worth taking a look at, even if you don't play that game, Blood Bowl, just for the look at the models, because I think they're kind of cute.
You have a bunch of add-ons, which are either the sideline characters you can use in the game, or the all the, what are they called, the special characters that you can hire? Star players?
Star players, yeah.
Yeah, so you have all the star players with different names, but the official star players by Game Workshop, those that can be hired by the Halflings, are available.
Yeah. The Kickstarter is a very reasonable price. So the whole complete everything pledge is €59.
It's really, really a good price.
Hard to go wrong. All right. So let's look at the numbers. They had a target of €3,000. They're currently at almost €6,000 with 23 days left to go. So yeah, this will be fine. Everything goes according to plan. This Kickstarter will be fully funded on Thursday, October 5th, 2017. And that is that for this week, Antoine.
Yes, it is.
As always, thanks a lot for your hard work and the research.
Oh, that's nothing. Compared to all the editing you have to do this week. Oof.
That's all good. That's what I signed up for. All right. I will see you next week, Antoine.
Yeah. Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine, at Eltonio Berg, Steve, at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find the Game Crafter Official Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to the tabletop game print on demand company, The Game Crafter, and its growing community. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.